Okay, this is on a Carla, K-A-R-L-A, Pouncey, P-O-U-N-C-E-Y. She was born 8/10/56. On Mr. Pouncey that I just did, his date of birth was 11/22/62. 11/22/62. So this is on Carla Pouncey, 8/10/56. Chief complaint, continuation of COVID symptoms, which she had a positive test for 3 days ago. Next number, cough. Next number, congestion. Next number is leg pain. Next number is arm pain. Next number is feeling tired. Next number is blood sugars have been up and down. Next number, history of DVT in the past. Next number, arthritis symptoms are worse. Our patient is a 65-year-old woman who doesn't work currently, lives at home with her husband, comes in today with symptoms of COVID that was diagnosed 3 days ago and has been treated with antibiotics and steroids from the emergency room period. In the paragraph, patient is having above-mentioned symptoms and hence the reason for coming to the clinic today. Review of system as above, immunization has been jabbed 3 times for COVID. Medication list reviewed. Blood sugars have been up and down. Medical problems, diverticulosis, diverticulitis, hypothyroidism, diabetes, hypertension, history DVT, history DJD, surgery, complete hysterectomy, cholecystectomy, tonsillectomy, oral surgery and bladder surgery. Social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink. As I mentioned, family history, brain aneurysm in mom and multiple brothers and sisters. Patient has had MRI and MRA in the past. No evidence of aneurysm was found in the patient. Next patient, allergy, Z-Pak, penicillin, codeine, Cipro, and sulfur. Next one is medications reviewed at this time. An exam, review of system as above. She weighs 208 pounds compared to before. That has down 2 pounds, 98%, 98.4, 16, 85, 125 over 79. Heart, positive, small positive, was 2. Lungs, 2 bronchi, abdomen soft. Skin shows no rash, lower extremity shows a 1 plus edema, neurological non-focal. There's tenderness noted throughout the calves bilaterally and arms bilaterally, especially in the mid-arm left side. TMs are red, posterior pharynx is red and inflamed, consistent with panmucositis. Number one, COVID-19 is positive. Number two, patient has had abnormal mammogram in the past with follow-up of ultrasound and biopsy. This needs to be repeated. She has been not doing that, so I ordered mammogram right away. Number four, because of history DVT, we looked at her arms and legs. No evidence of DVT was found. Number five, because of her nausea, we looked at her abdomen and nausea and vomiting, most likely related to COVID-19. We looked at her abdomen and compared it to the before, which is the same except for fatty liver. Number five, bladder and aorta looks, and kidneys are normal. Number six, carotid ultrasound is within normal limits. Number seven, echocardiogram shows no changes from previously. Number eight, lymphadenopathy noted in the neck. Number nine, finished the antibiotics that was started in the emergency room 3 days ago. Number 10, no steroids were added because of her diabetes. Number 11, blood sugars have been up and down, but never over 250. This is most likely related to her eating and her COVID-19. Next number, neuropathy, continue with gabapentin. Next number is continue with metformin. As before, next one was try to increase exercise. Next one was blood work was reviewed from 11/20/21 within normal limits, including hemoglobin A1C 5.9 and TSH of 2.25 discussed with patient. Next number, patient takes tramadol for pain, for aches and pains, which will continue as before. Next number is no clinical evidence of DVT noted and no evidence of DVT per Doppler study. Next number, blood pressure is controlled with current blood pressure medication. Next number, reevaluate in 3 days. Next number, patient will be monitor patient closely for long COVID. Thank you.